red color means like suddenly increased supply.
Increase, right?
Yeah, so like 2 billion increase. Maybe you got a TOP properties or whatever.
Strata landed owners come and find us now.
In terms of the future exit, and also riding on to what George mentioned, it's going to be the mass market. When you want to exit in future, you're going to have a lot of competition, and you really need to be a unit of particular set of particular facing your high floor to really stand out.
Oh, 1.3 plus lah.
Okay, okay.
No, but that's the marketer. We have to see the transactor also.
Transactor, I think 1.2 plus.
Hey, one page only. Eh.
Bye.
There's not much listing.
Now, a lot sold out. Eh. Last time, I think got four pages.
Lack of, lack of listings.
So coming back to me, circling back to me. Okay. So the stay we've already confirmed, like as long as you have future planning, I think that's fine. By all means, go buy whatever you want to buy.
Yep.
I'll address the rent out first. So for the rent out, we are always looking at our framework of the 2-star, if I'm not wrong, correct? 2-star is high rental yield, low capital appreciation.
So we address in our latest webinar, basically there's a 4 classes of property investment. So no star, 1, 2, 3. So basically it's based on like 2-star means that price appreciate, okay, rental never
one,
cover.
1-star. So because we're ultimately renting out.
Yeah.
So when we are renting out, I feel that the gap right now for pure rental, right? This is just my thoughts and how I try to hunt for value. Pure renting out, go for a 1-bedder or a 1+ study or max a 2-bedder, but in the CCR region. Because rental is always strong there. A lot of expats are coming back and all. The disparity between the RCR and the OCR now is pretty close because the RCR has moved significantly due to the launches in 2023. So if you are buying purely for renting out, my take would be go for a small unit configuration, not too small. Don't go for like 300 plus square feet. Maybe at least about 500 plus square feet, decent size. Then you can go for a pure rent. If you're going for a flip and a sell with 44 new launches, if I'm not wrong, I think we have 12 launches in the OCR. So if you go for a flip and sell, I would say don't go too big of a project. Don't go to something that is maybe 1,000 units. Look for something more specific, maybe about around, a good gauge is about the 500. The 500 range.
So you reduce your competition level.
Correct. Because you really want to reduce the competition level and you don't have so many people to fight with.
Yeah.
And then you still go for a 3-bedder. But study the floor plan configuration because there are some things that people really still need. They need a service yard. I would say 90% of my clients all need a service yard. A service yard, that would be one of the key things. I think the 3rd bedroom doesn't need to be able to fit a queen size bed. Decent size, they can fit a study table and all that. That is fine for them. Yeah.
Now we're in 2027, 2028. What?
Then feels
your customer come to you. Hey, Lyndon, Joanne, yes. The time you, we went to buy this new launch together. Now how? We cannot rent out. What's going to happen? Like,
okay, remember back in 11 March, right? I said on the video, we have to be very realistic about pricing, right?
What is the advice to prep a buyer? Okay, because end of the day, it's very easy to buy, but it's not easy to sell. So we all must know that you can walk into any show flat, put a 5% down payment. Once your TDSR loan is checked, it's very easy to buy. But when you want to sell, it takes a whole village to do it. In the sense that, there's a whole like marketing campaign and strategy that has to be launched in order to find a buyer. And this is not a palatable product. It's not like something that you can put on Carousell and sell easily. It's like a $1.5 to $2 million, $2.5 million kind of category that you will need to know that the higher the quantum, the lesser the audience that can afford this particular asset class. So we need to know that in terms of strategizing, whether is it for stay, flip, sell, and rent out, there must be a strategy that is in place before you even put a 5% down payment, which is why we always go through this visualization process with buyers first. So we'll ask them very clearly, is this for your own stay that you really want to settle down here? But there might be a possibility that you might want to flip and sell. For example, the 4-bedder, they want to upgrade to a 5-bedder. My own advice to my clients is that every time you must have at least 12 months of installment planned already to know that once you collect your keys, TOP, set aside at least 12 months so that you don't feel stressed, right? This 12 months, your CPF is also starting to build up more already as well. So, and also know that once you hit that 12 months period, after 12 months, most of the time, your full installment will also kickstart because the final release CSC will be out already. TOP to 12 months, you still enjoy sort of like a smaller amount of installment. But once you hit that 12 months, the full-blown installment kicks in. And if you cannot rent out for 12 months, if you cannot rent out immediately, as you know, you have a 12 months like gestation period to play around with. Okay, how do you usually advise clients that buys new launches from you? Like, how do you prep their mindset so that, you know, people are not anxious 3 to 4 hours later? Yeah, maybe Joanne, start first.
I would say if let's say your mindset is that you are prepared to put it out for rental, then in terms of project selection, it's very important. I mean, new launches that are situated further away from MRT, further away from convenience, transport nodes. If let's say your game plan is rental, then you must also understand what is the mindset of tenants. How do they go about searching for properties? They want the connectivity to all your transport nodes. Your amenities must be all around the area. And I think going to 2027, 2028, we're also nearing towards the 2030 population plan where government is also increasing and attracting a lot more foreigner expats to come into. So going to an area which gives you that accessibility to all this growth location where we have a lot of professionals coming into work, that will attract your tenant demand. But having the convenience and amenities nearby will attract all these professionals plus families who want to come into the area maybe for school. So if let's say rental is your game plan, then having all this will be important checklist to take note of.
Right, so you have a different strategy for different objectives.
Yeah.
Okay, how about flip and sell?
Flip and sell, again, I think it's pricing. Because to be able to flip and sell, assuming you are looking to sell after 3 years, then buyers by then will also be comparing. If I go into resale market, let's say it's a project that is 10 years older, if the PSF is very comparable, then that makes your new launch attractive because your PSF is about the same when you want to mark up that 300 to 400 increase in PSF. So flip and sell, I think it's pricing and also the pricing in terms of how much you enter at and also how realistic you are to exit, to, you know, maybe make your entire next game plan even faster.
So does the bedroom type matter if your friend says that, hey Joanne, I want to buy a 1-bedder?
Yeah, bedroom type, in fact, I think it's not about new launch or resale, it's more about OCR, RCR or CCR. Yeah, because when you go up to the OCR area,
so somebody wants to buy an OCR 1-bedder and they cannot only afford that.
Okay, then I would have to check, is this OCR new launch really near your malls, really near your MRT? For example,
and they want to flip and sell.
Yeah, flip and sell. So for example, but the quantum, again, for flip and sell, your quantum is important, the entry. The reason why I talk about OCR 1-bedder is because if you look at J Gateway, that's also OCR. 1-bedders there, the owners have made 200K, which I think is okay for a 1-bedder at that kind of quantum. But although it's an OCR, you must also understand the inherent factors that is helping and supporting this project. You have the malls, you have the MRT, and it's not just one line, it's an interchange. In future, there will be another Jurong region line that's cutting across. So it's not a blanket statement to say that all OCR 1-bedders you can't buy. But if it's a OCR and you are like maybe 15-20 minutes away from the MRT, you don't really have too much transformation that's ongoing around you, then that might be tricky.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Josh, how about you?
Like, okay, so just to build on that one, right? Even for example, Yishun, North Park Residences, just directly above the MRT, their 1-bedder performance is pretty solid in terms of rental, in terms of even for sale. So I would agree, if let's say you're looking for properties and you're looking for flip and sell, firstly, I think a lot of consideration. Prep yourself for not just 3 years, but say 4 years. And then based on the budget, if let's say you're buying to say, let's just say 3-bedder, you are going for a condo, a new launch that is say at about 1.8 million. And then I also want to take a look at the total quantum disparity between my new launch, 3-bedder as well as a resale 3-bedder. Due to the floor plan harmonization, Some people say that, okay, I might not need such a huge kitchen or a huge, huge mega yard area, which takes up the space. Mm. They just probably need a decent yard area to hang their clothes so that they can use their balcony. And then because of that, right, the overall quantum becomes very palatable for the new launch compared to an old condo. So in fact, if let's say the price disparity is very distinct, it's too close to one another, then the new launch will definitely make sense. It might.
Just now you mentioned one very good point is that you will try to, let's say if it's a new launch and if they have a flip and sell kind of mindset, you try to advise them to stick to maybe a certain number of units in that project, like number 500, and not to go towards like 1,000 kind of thing, right? Maybe share a little bit. Other than competition, what else do you think that you will prep your buyers on?
So I think the first thing is that because I was trying to figure out a way to share with my buyers what was COVID uptake and what is non-COVID uptake.
Catalyst versus no catalyst.
Yeah, catalyst versus no catalyst. So I went back to try and see people who bought in 2015, 2014, selling on 2018. So these are mainly the 3 years. So just now when you pull up North Park, I think the majority of them is also on 2023.
A lot of people didn't sell in 2015.
Yeah.
2018,
they bought on 2015, they sold on 2018.
2019.
So 2019. So that's where I will talk to the flip and sell people. So the first things first, we have to bring back the mentality of as long as you hit, I would say, a good for a leasehold, this is purely for leasehold. As long as you hit maybe about 150 onwards to maybe 250 increase in your PSF value, that's when you have to sell. Don't bother too much about like, hey, I want to make like $300,000-$400,000 profit. So when we see that, right, as long as we cover our BSD, we make about 5% per annum to 7% per annum based on our property that we sell. So that would be purely the flip and sell. So that's what I tell a lot of my investor clients, that don't be too trying to reach for the sky and reach for record prices. But the moment once we can offload, then we move on to the next product already. Yeah. And staying to the point of not being in too big of a project is because right now as I'm serving buyer, I got so many options in like Treasures, Normanton.
Okay, come back to that point. Why is it that you advise your buyers and investors that once they hit a certain target, offload and move on during TOP? What's the strategy?
Because you want to move on to what is the next season already. Yeah. And I'm guessing whether...
Is it because you feel that in terms of the period of the speed of appreciation after TOP is going to be affected?
Correct. So what you can earn maybe once it TOPs, like you see what you can earn. Okay, so a lot of people say, hey, should I sell my HDB the moment I MOP or 12 months after I MOP? Within, once you MOP, you already earn that certain amount. But if you wait another 12 months longer, yes, you can earn more, but it is not worth the waiting time because the next property that you're going to buy has moved significantly, especially like what you say, if you're upgrading from a big, smaller space to a bigger space also. Because that $100 increase on 1,005 square feet sets you back at $150,000 already. Yeah, so that is one key thing. Then going back to the point of understanding why not too much of a big project is because when you launch, right, and you start selling in a very big project, there are so many options. There's only so much that you can do to stand out on the property websites. Or that's why you find someone that's on a social media platform that you can push it out to people who maybe geo-targeting that has been going there. Yeah. So, but it is still so many options because even though if I push your specific unit out also, right? Sometimes if they are going there, then they will just see through a property portal.
Yeah, they'll just filter by price.
Correct. So that's why try not to be too tempted to go into a big project for now.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially with the upcoming one in, I think Chuan Park, there's 900 over units. Former Chuan Park.
Right. Joanne, bring us through this. You prep this slice.
In relation to the other news, which showed that Lumina Grand was also selling 53 units over that short period of time, I think going back the other slide, right? Yes, this one. My point is also to share a reason or another perspective to shed some light on why Lumina Grand is still doing well. Three Raiders snapped out a lot. It's also because if, let's say, a buyer is going into the west side, they practically have not much choices if they're going for new launches. It's either you're going for one of the ECs or it could be Lake Garden, residences or Jaden. So here, the screenshots basically show the balance units for three bedders. If you are going for the west, maybe your whole, both sides of your family stay there, or you grew up in the west, you're very comfortable. And in terms of a quantum play, you can see that for Lake Garden residences, your three bedders are easily touching that 2 mil mark. For Jaden, your three bedders are nearing towards that 3 mil mark. So in that sense, when you go back to Lumina Grand again, some of the three bedders which have transacted are around that 1.4 to 1.5, below 1.5. So if you're a buyer who can still afford that waiting timeline, you're okay that it's going to TOP in around 2028, 2029, then that's a quantum play. I think this is still a great option. And perhaps a lot of the buyers, that's their mindset as well. Because of the supply in the area, you don't have too much choices.
So you're talking about this disparity.
Yeah.
Lumina Grand, bring us through a little bit. Is it EC?
EC, yes.
Okay. So you're talking specifically to the EC buyers. Okay.
Also to get some clarity on why, you know, even though Jurong is outskirts, OCR area, but why are there people who are still going for that kind of quantum? And then when you compare, when you think about it, if not Lumina Grand, the other options that they have is actually not too much if they're going for a brand new kind of product in the area.
Okay. I mean, EC, because of the long period of MOP plus
construction,
usually
9 years,
you'll tend to outperform. I mean, just like Soul Acres, I mean, take a look at how much profit they make, but it's because also they waited for 9 years. Actually, do you all think, I think last week we were just talking about the fact that will we start to see a season whereby if some of the ECs don't get sold out and then they gradually are still for sale until like nearing the TOP, then that is actually a very good opportunity because example, let's say Lumina Grand is going to TOP when? 2022?
2029.
Nine, huh? Okay. Then from 2029, you need to fulfill 5 years, but 2034, then you can sell. But if let's say by 2028, the prices still maybe appreciated a little bit, developer raised price a little bit, and they're still balanced units, then actually you should go for it because like you only need to wait 1 year to get your keys, then technically your MOP is just 6 years. You have a huge advantage. I was just telling George, like some of the buyers at Forestville last time, they only buy at the last phase. Huge advantage, right?
Like very short waiting time.
They enter, the price is like maybe another,
and you can still profit. But you still have to do a due diligence.
You save so much time,
correct.
3 years of waiting period.
Yeah, correct.
You have to wait out the MOP.
Yes.
Recently, I was faced with this question by my dad client that also bought Affinity. So, because he was looking at Park Central.
Yes.
Park Central, I think, had 6 bound stout units. Yeah, so he was asking me, hey, Lyndon, because they're going to TOP by Q2, should I just go for Park Central or what? So, the moment once I dive deeper into the project, I went to refresh my memory in terms of what Park Central is selling. Because regardless the case, of course you beat the waiting time of the build, but you still need to serve your MOP. It is not like a private.
Correct.
So with that serving of the MOP, right, I would say a good 98% or 97%, right, have bought at 1,001. You're going to be
how
buying.
How much is it now?
I think the last I saw the
3,004?
No, more than that. I need to check my phone because he sent me the screenshot and then I went to do a bit more. But I think if I'm not wrong, right, maybe 1,004. Maybe
okay, good conversation. 1,004 still can buy.
Maybe about 1,004.
Compared to, actually I will buy.
I told him don't buy.
Why?
Because I went to see what Stepper Street selling it.
Okay, unless the facing is very, unless the site plan in terms of like the stack is like facing rubbish or whatever it is. Is that how many beta is that?
There were 3 betas, low floor lah. I think like 3rd floor, 5th floor. But I told him don't buy because the scary part is that if let's say the market is in a, let's say it's in a dip, okay? If I, as a MOP, I got $300-$400 of capital appreciation. If market is in a dip, I sell it off at 200,000 more, it's going to TOP Q2 of this year.
Or TOP.
Yeah.
Then can move in already.
Yeah, then can move in.
How much is Tapestry going for? Tapestry
is an old project.
Tapestry is just right beside. 2 years difference.
Not old.
Okay. No. So
entire stretch is all the condos.
So you see, we're talking about the TOP effect.
Yeah, so I got the Park Central one also.
So we're talking about the TOP effect. You're talking about the fact that this will hit TOP this year, 2024.
2024.
Then you will MOB 2029.
Yep.
Okay. Because we need to recognize that once we miss the TOP effect, we miss the TOP effect.
Mm.
Yeah. So true. Okay, so of course everybody got different viewpoint. Mm. Okay, but if I look at this, and of course, like historically, Forestville can buy. Because this will launch here. Launch. And okay, but the only reason why I won't buy is if, let's say, it's very hard to sell because of the facing, the stack, the direction, full-blown west sun, face the road, very super noisy, face the rubbish or whatever it is, face something that would take me a long time to exit one. But everything being removed, end of day, if your price is attractive, there will still be a buyer. It's just that if it really takes me like 12 months to find a buyer, then I won't buy. Okay, but if like now it's going to hit TOP.
Yep.
And then here is going
MOP.
To MOP. Okay, my personal forecast is that this is 1,004 BSF.
I really cannot remember.
Okay, never mind. It's okay. Plus, then here is about 1,000 to 1,001. I will buy. Why? Because now everywhere is about 2,000. Then the closest gauge I have is that Treasures. Treasures just TOP, right?
Yeah.
Treasure temperature.
How much is the PSF now?
1,000, 1,007.
Okay, so you see, OCR launches everywhere is 2,000. TOP in Tampines is 1,008, 1,009. So no matter what, I'm not afraid in the sense that I'm after this TOP effect. Because here, the people that bought here, when it's going to TOP in 2,029, they will follow the market price. Yeah. So by that time, maybe the market price in the whole of Tampines is already 2,000 for newly TOP. So they will still want to sell at the market price. So but, no matter what, I will still see that gain.
Okay, so my question here, right? So the reason why I told him not to buy, right, is because when I look at their Park Central's sale price for the bounce unit, it was like, I think like $100 difference from Tapestry, which is just right beside. And Tapestry is a private condo. So I told him, if you want to consider Park Central, might as well. Okay, let's see when the tenor start for Park Central.
This one, there's no transactions here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got nothing to pitch against.
Yeah, so I told him, if you really want to consider Park Central, then might as well you just go for Tapestry.
Then in the end, what happened? Did he buy?
No, he bought Affinity.
Oh, that's the same guy. Yeah.
Same guy.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, not too bad. See, they bought about 1,000.
Yeah. So I was saying, like, don't be put in a position, because that's why you have to study what's in your area also.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. That's Linden's analysis and problem. Everybody got different analysis.
But can we see what is Tapestry tenure start date? If I'm not wrong, I think it's 2017.
I will buy lah. Hey, bro, I will just buy in a heartbeat lah. If I'm eligible for EC 2017.
Yeah, so 2 years difference. And what's the transaction now?
$1,007, $1,006.
So it was like $100 difference in BSF.
The reason I will buy is because of the entry price.
$1,006 you'll buy?
$1,004 I'll just buy in a heartbeat.
If $1,006 eh?
$1,005 I will also buy.
$1,006?
$1,006 if it's a big unit, maybe yes.
3 beta lah, like.
If it's 4-5 beta, feet, maybe yes.
1,098 lah.
Because yeah. I'm after this. I'm looking at 5 years later. And just stay 5 years. I know that everybody will just sell at this price. Okay, example, like it's just like all the ECs, Esperina and whatever it is. Okay, how about George and Joanne? What will you all buy?
At what, 1,004?
Yeah.
1,004 whack ah. 1,004, I pay the resale levy.
Whack. Okay, guys, it was $100 PSF difference.
1,006.
1,006, will you buy?
Actually still not bad.
1,006 ah.
EC, yeah.
I just read like a new launch law.
1,006. Okay.
Because now nobody differentiate EC and condo already.
Okay, actually, sorry, can we see this chart? We see this chart?
Which one?
Can we see this chart? Okay, see this. Yeah, see this chart first. Yeah. So this one, right, is actually the new sale transaction. Transaction volume dip a little bit. But if you see, you look at the sub-sale transaction volume actually picked up by quite a lot. So I think that is where, coming back to the question, right? Sub-sale, if I do see a value, I will just joke because number one, very low waiting period. Number two, I can ride on either the TOP effect or the MOP effect. I can still have the first mover advantage by having the least waiting time. So because of that reason, I will go for that. Yeah.
Okay, I will buy because 1. As 5, long 1. As 1. I can win the PSF of Tapestry, I will buy. three beta.
It was about this price, 1.5 something or so.
So same price?
Yeah, about I'll this buy, price.
Because I'm brand new. Ma.
But 2 years tenure difference, but the MOP lock in 5 years.
Doesn't matter lah. Because the only comparison I need, I mean, this is my point of view, is that the only comparison is that in 2029, when I want to sell, so I'm up against Tapestry, okay?
Yep.
And I'm up against all my other fellow neighbors in Park Central.
Mm.
But we will be like the top of the town. It's like a brand new TOP new product.
Yeah. A lot of people will rush into it.
Yeah. So it's like a brand new thing that, oh, this one just hit MOP already. The people are selling. And there's a TOP effect that everybody will ask at the same price.
And at most, I just wait for the new wave.
And I might not need to sell. I just need to for my neighbors to transact at equity cash out. That's all.
Correct. Yeah.
I might not need to sell.
Because the MOP wave, right, you will still see another gain. And that is evident in all the ECs. After MOP, right, even the first buyer that buy into MOP, just MOP project, right, they're also sitting on a paper gain now already. Even at far-flung areas. Yeah.
I think for me, if the quantum and the PSF is comparable, but at Park Central, I can get a larger floor plan. Like that's what you say, 1109?
No, 10 something.
Like 1098.
Something like that. But like I was really trying to study. Okay, because I know my this client will probably watch this episode one. Yeah. So I know my this client will watch this episode. Because I went to deep dive into it and it really obviously makes sense. And I was discussing with my buddy also.
Sure.
It obviously who's your buddy? Alexa.
Okay.
Yeah. It really obviously makes sense not to buy because of that 2 years tenure difference. I even went to find like what was the EC performance pre-COVID versus a private in Punggol area, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course this is our surface level.
Okay. Joanne, will you buy? 1,004, 1,005,
1,006. Guys, let's say 1,006. Okay, 1,006.
Guys, 1,004, 1,005, 1,006 is a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's set it as 1,006.
Was that the bounce out price unit?
I think, okay, if I'm not wrong, I think it's about 1,005 plus. 1,005, mid 1,005 lah.
Okay, 1,005, 3 beta.
Yeah, 3 beta.
Maybe 1.5 plus million. Mm. Buy or not? Brand new.
So I can only choose Park Central and Tapestry?
It's only Park Central, Tapestry. You can buy Santorini also lah. You can buy Alps Residence. You can buy you can buy even 15, 20 years older Floridan.
So Tapestry people are transacting at
1,005, I will still buy.
1,050. Tapestry just transacted 1.725 million, 1,005. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I will still buy because I just need to see that as okay. I cannot see the price that was launched a few years back.
Yeah, because back then Tapestry was at a different price.
Correct. So I cannot see that. I need to see relative now. 1,550 PSF. What other options do I
have? So you see, 2022 Park Central. Last few units, low floor. Okay, let's take 2021, right? High floor one. 1,002 plus. Then if we look at Tapestry, 2022, how much are they going for? 1,005, 1,006. So you see, now they're still selling 1,005 plus.
This is EC. The Park Central is EC.
Park Central is EC. Okay, this is Tapestry.
Tapestry is private.
Yeah. So back then it was 1,002 plus. They were launched at a discount.
Mm.
Now if you enter at 1,005 plus, and what's going to happen is that in 2029, you're trying to see what will happen, whether your MOP effect has a surge in terms of momentum compared to what is happening in the surrounding. What do you think?
So,
will you buy or not?
I remember my thought process also. So my question is, how much will Park Central be able to sell in 2029? If we are looking at $2,000 PSF, that means they are walking away with $800,000 to about $1 million in profit.
The first owner lah.
Yeah, first owner.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong, I think only Soul Acres might have hit it. I cannot remember if...
Mm. Okay, let's have a look at this. Tapestry, in the year 2022, transacted at 1,005 plus PSF. Okay? Park Central, 2022, last few units transacted at 1,002 plus PSF as a new launch. Now it's going to TOP this year, 2024. There's a balanced unit for sale here. Treasures at Tampines is asking 1,000, 1,000, not just TOP. OCR everywhere else is above 2,000. So now you have a chance to go for a brand new EC balance unit, which we are not sure which level it is. You can find out.
Mid floor, but no more. I think it's also.
Yeah. Then here, the guys here are asking at about 1,006 PSF now, Tapestry.
Mm.
Okay. So will you buy?
What's the MOB price?
No, will you buy? Okay, Joanne, will you buy?
Can I move out of the Tampines area? No. I have to buy.
No, you two. Just. Okay, will you buy Tapestry or will you buy Park Central? Tapestry, you can move it immediately. Park Central, you can also move it immediately. Yeah. Mm. But it's a brand new product. Mm. So what do you guys think?
For me, I'm coming from an investor mindset. Yes. And knowing that Tapestry has already TOP for to date about 2 years. Mm. And that I potentially have already missed out on the herd mentality right up the PSF. I might go for the Park Central only because I want to ride on the MOP effect. And when the prices start running up.
Sure.
That is an investor kind of mindset.
Fantastic perspective, right? So interesting. Okay. No, it's just so amazing that every person have a different perspective. So she's saying that she just want to ride on the fact that it's brand new. There's a chance for MOP effect 5 years later. Okay. So Lyndon's perspective to sum up is that he feels that because of the fact that the price difference to Tapestry, which is a full-blown condo, and this is a fact that it's an EC, and the very fact that the people has already made that gain already, correct? If you enter now, you're paying $350 more than the first mover advantage already. Mm. So he will rather go for Tapestry or other things.
The first thing is that I was looking at the disparity effect.
Mm.
Because we die on disparity effect by our mode analysis.
Yeah.
Okay, that is one of the biggest contributing factor. So the disparity effect is way too close. So I told him, with this disparity, I'd rather you go for Tapestry. Because it's a channel difference of only 2 years. Yeah.
I understand.
Then the second thought mentality was, hey, if... Okay, I didn't take into account that...
Okay, was it because of the fact that Tapestry is a full-blown condo?
No, not at all.
Oh, then the disparity effect is because of what?
Okay, so if Park Central was a private condo, I'll tell him go and buy.
Okay, so it's because of the fact that Tapestry is a private condo and Park Central is an EC.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just feel that
buy in 5 years.
But because my price MOP is the same as the condo.
Correct. And because it's the wait time of 5 years. It's not purely.
And Tapestry, I can exit in 2027. Yes. But the one I can only exit.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the next mentality. So the third thinking process, right, was that honestly, how much will Park Central sell in 2029?
Okay.
Yeah. Because we need to be very realistic. So I went to see Soul Acres, 100 Palms and all that. Wow, I tell you, if $500,000, right, without a COVID catalyst, right, it is maybe achievable. So if they are looking at already 300 to 350 to $350 to $400 increase already, right? And they sell for another $200 more increase, then yeah, they can make 600 per square feet. And they could have made 600,000. Mm. But if it doesn't, right, and it goes to like maybe say 1,750 lah.
Mm.
The possibility of him earning at Affinity, right, would be much, at Affinity would be much more. So that was my thought mentality because I know that in the future he's going to move. Mm. And I don't want him because he has a very big trajectory in his work. His growth is very high. Mm. So I was thinking in terms of I don't want to exit when he has crossed his prime and then he got lesser years of investing.
Okay.
Because he's very savvy investor actually.
So it's very specific to his...
Yes.
Timeline.
Correct. So like, I know most likely after 3 years, he'll probably come back to us and then he'll find us again to say, hey, I want to move on to the next one already. Hmm. Yeah. He's someone that like spends money to pay for courses one.
So it's because of the fact that it is a 5 years holding period.
Okay. So he's, to summarize, he based his mindset on the fact that now you have an EC and a condo and the price... PSF is so close to the condo and the condo is just 2 years older.
Mm.
Might as well just go for a condo that's not too old, but you get a condo status. Then second part is condo, once you enter, you can exit 3 years later. This one you need 5 years to exit. Okay. Josh, what about you?
I will go for Park Central. So maybe I just explain. Based on the options.
Just explain. I don't know. Say maybe you explain.
I never say maybe. I say let me explain. So based on the options around, I won't see the launch price. I won't see this as an EC. I'll just see this as something that is brand new.
Mm.
I go in at 1,550 PSF. Mm. Of course, I recognize that the holding period will be longer, but I also recognize that once it reaches MOP, when the neighbors see my price, right, they will be very, very happy. They know that I set a new pricing benchmark already.
Mm, mm.
Then I also believe that the catalyst of growth around in the other areas, because Treasure Templates, all that will start to hit all the new prices, and then I will also be able to follow suit. So I will buy 1,550, and then, you know, 5 years later, one is MOP. I recognize that my profit margin might be lesser than the rest, is fine.
Mm.
But it's purely based on what I can buy today at 1550 for something new.
Mm.
I do. Even if I want to buy a private condo,
mm.
the prices is already 2,000 plus PSF. I need to wait that 3 years to TOP. Then might as well I just buy into this one.
But the private plus condo beside is not, it's not 2,000
PSF. I mean
PSF,
like brand new la. If I buy something brand new.
Like how much OCR la. How much is Treasures even selling OCR. At?
1,000 PSF.
Yeah.
TOP project.
So to me, I still think it makes sense for
but
me to buy.
But I think the caveat is that does your buyer qualify to buy though?
But qualifies.
Qualifies.
Okay, okay.
There's no
discussion. No. It's 100% qualified.
Okay.
I just based. But actually it wasn't. We were looking not even in this area. It's just that because he follows a lot of these
bounce out unit
groups and all that kind of thing. Then he like,
I was asking you
he asked, hey, should I buy this and all that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I share my perspective. Mm. All right. Let's come back to this very good case study here.
Mm.
Quartz was the first. Jewel.
Yes.
Esperina. Mm. Okay, actually, Esperina is older than Jewel.
Mm.
But because of the fact that it is an EC, it only start to transact later than Jewel. Jewel is a project by CDL. Quartz was the first project. Mm. And then of course, latest one is Sengkang Grand. Right now, what is happening is that this guy is about 1,004 PSF. This is 1,007 PSF. This is also 1,007 PSF. So surprisingly, this is an EC, but it has already matched the PSF level of a condo. So of course, if you look at this, what is happening right now is like that. Jewel. Okay, sorry. Here. In terms of highest PSF. 1,007, whoa. Right? If you look at the average one, around here. So
surprisingly, we also went to see this.
Okay, great. So my observation nowadays is that in the past, there was sort of like a bit of stigma on ECs. Now, people actually don't really care. They don't care about whether are you an EC or condo
totally
because
agree.
Now they know it's the same. Okay. What I'm trying to look at here is this. Actually, I will go for Park Central for two reasons. Number one is the entry price. That means same as George in the sense that what can I buy now for something brand new that nobody has stayed in before and I get to enjoy the herd mentality 5 years time. Even though it's not 3 years time, but it's 5 years time, a bit longer. But if I were to go for a brand new condo now, I have to go at 2,000 PSF. But if I go for EC now, which I can qualify based on my income and eligibility status, I can get 1,550. And then I know that 5 years later, if I sell, I can sell at let's say the condo market price. Okay, but actually there's a second reason. I will buy because they got it at this price. So it's a contrary mindset because I will feel safer that 98% of my neighbors are sitting on a huge profit.
Mm.
Because I know that they'll be very motivated to sell here.
Mm.
If they actually enter at a higher PSF, actually I will get a bit worried because I've seen so many projects that the owners feel that they have not made enough, they don't want to sell.
Oh, okay.
And when it TOP, there's a lack of transaction volume and my valuation cannot appreciate because all the neighbors I walk around with like, 不要卖啦,反正我们才赚200块 PSF, 不要卖,我们等他赚500 PSF, 我们才来卖. Actually, I will buy because 98% of them are sitting on a huge margin. 2029, I tell you, all the Park Central owner will be so motivated to exit because they are sitting on so much gain.
Mm.
I just need to ride on the wave. I do an equity term loan or I can sell together with them. Even though I make lesser, doesn't matter because it's fair. They waited since 2022. I only waited since 2024. Mm. So that's the reason I'll buy because I'm buying to a pool of owners that is healthy one.
Yep. Correct.
And their motivation is strong. So I want to borrow that motivation. Yeah. So that is my mentality.
Mm.
But of course, not right and wrong because like Lyndon mentioned, his friend has a 3-year
mindset. So even if his friend is watching this, no right and wrong, because his planning is that, okay, 3 years, he'll help you to flip and exit. So he's on the that mindset that, okay, you have to switch every 3 years. This is on a different kind of mindset. So it really depends on what kind of like entry objective that you have.
And of course, for Affinity, now that you buy, you can actually rent it out. Your rental income will also help to...
So they're going to stay. They're going to stay.
You buy an EC, you cannot rent out.
Yeah,
right?
They're going to stay. So
yes.
Yeah. I'm still very confident
so
of my
rental,
advice and
they
consult.
They stay on their rental. Lah, because if they were to go for Park Central, they... Or isn't TOP soon?
Yeah, TOP. TOP next quarter, guys.
Okay, great. I think we had a good session today. It's now 2 hours already. Are we going to cut this into 2 episodes or 1 episode?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, great. So this is going to be like all new launch one. A very interesting session. I hope they enjoy with us. Do remember to sign up for our NOTG Telegram channel. We hope to have you there. Now we are close to about 800 participants already. It's growing.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we will do our best to come in, engage with you, participate. But of course, I think we have a lot of good audience there that will banter together. And thank you for following us on NOTG Banter. We hope that you had a great session with us talking about the new launch trends for 2024. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.